Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
This is Don Brown inviting you to get local with me every Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, on my show, This Week in Waukesha, live from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. Local news, local sports, local people, local music and culture. This Week in Waukesha, every Saturday, 8 a.m., here on Walk Radio, 540 a.m., 101 FM. The show.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Downtown Waukesha Christmas Parade is Sunday, December 4th, and WAUK 540 AM and 101 FM is proud to cover all the festivities. Parade coverage starts at 3 p.m. This coverage is brought to you by Waukesha Auto Repair. When your car breaks down, don't get mad. Go to war. Waukesha Auto Repair, locally owned and operated, 262-524-0000. And fully promoted. 18 years of promotional service. Whatever you want, we can get it. And Buddy's Burgers and Custard. Best burgers and custard in Waukesha.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
Okay, we're back to Kettle Moraine High School, where they're going to announce the starting lineups. We'll repeat. Tyron Cook is the first one named. No surprise there. Followed by Daniel Robinson. Trey Duncan, the 5'10 senior, gets the nod tonight, his first start. Ethan Check has also been named. And senior Tommy Karinko rounds it out for the black shirts. And the lights go out as they introduce the wow, we got a disco thing going on here.
Got a light show here.
Connor, does this remind you of being back in the United Center in the Michael Jordan days?
Yeah.
Oh wait, you're too young for that. You weren't born then.
Well, I mean, Michael Jordan, that was the old Chicago.
He's eternal,
stadium,
yeah.
Right?
Not he was United Center too.
No, yeah, yeah.
We're trying to get the light up there. Josh Bowden, the 6'6 senior. Drew Wagner, the 5'9 junior. Looking at a point guard there. Will Stuckey, the 5'11 junior. Number three comes out. Will Dunham, the 6'1 senior. And Jonathan Sobiek, the 6'1 junior, gets a nod. So they're not having to take on a 6'11 star like Kai Rogers, standout, but they will face a 6'6 senior. But not much size after that, Connor.
Yeah.
Which is why we're lining up pretty small, too,
yeah, so
compared to Wednesday. So
there's no obvious holes or imbalances. So it's looking to be a pretty competitive,
cool
game here.
Should be a good dogfight. We don't have the intel just yet on Kettle Moraine season last year. Oh. And Kettle Moraine wins the tip. coming down, got the ball in the wing. Let's keep moving.
Comes up for a layup. Misses.
And a missed shot by number two, Wagner.
Tyron with the rebound.
Brinkle gets the rebound and shoots it to Tyron. Ethan Check on the point. He's going to drive, kicks it back out to Trey Duncan, to Krinkle. Krinkle fakes the three, goes to the middle, back to Check on the right. Check's going to drive. And, Check missed the layup, but Tyron Cook is there for the put-in. And the black shirt strike first blood. Go ahead, Connor, you do the...
All right, number two's coming up the court.
To Wagner.
To Wagner.
Wags.
Wags.
Wags is bringing it up.
All right.
Now it's Will Dunham, number four, at the point. He kicks it in down low. Oh, beautiful block by Tech. That was Yoah Bowden, the 6'6 senior, trying to get that off. Ball gets kicked out. Oh, Bowden fakes the three. Goes in. Oh, he misses. Gets his own rebound, though. And it's out of bounds. Ball stays with Kettle Moraine. Yoah Bowden is a beautiful dish from the wing to Bowden. But Tyron Cook came from nowhere and gave him a Wilson sandwich. Oh, they got a foul there. Tyron Cook is first.
All right. Comes out to Joah. Passes it up to Drew. Pretty quiet. Number one with the... Oh. And there's a foul on the play on...
What do we got here?
I can't see.
Stukey gets the foul here. I'll give you the third nugget both. So number three gets his first foul. The 5'11 junior, Will Stukey. Ethan Check brings it up for the shirts. He goes over to the right side, all the way in the corner. Passes it to Duncan. Duncan on the wing here. Oh. Pass is knocked away by Drew Wagner. Pass intended for Daniel Robinson. So some tenacious D by the Lasers. Score remains 2-0 black shirts. Ethan Check will inbound from the side. Looking for Duncan. Gets it out to Tyron Cook on the right backcourt. Cook from outside. And it's good. It's only a two, though. So we got to fill these in. 4-0 black shirts here. As Wags brings it up for the Lasers. Wags to Stukey. They're kicking it around here. A lot of movement here. Hard to keep up. Yoah Bowden's got it at the wing. He gives it over to Dunham. Dunham in the right backcourt. He gets it over into the wing. Back up the top to Wags. Wags for three from way out off the top of the rim. Rebounded by Ethan Check. And here come the black shirts. Daniel Robinson for three. Yes! Daniel Robinson! Cuckoo ka-choo! Black Shirt Nation turns its lonely eyes to you. 7-0 Blackshirt lead. Stukey driving. Heavy coverage from Daniel Robinson there. Back out. They slow things down. Now Stukey in the wing to Wags. Wags over layup. He misses. Tipped out by Robinson to Ethan Check for the rebound. And Check brings it up. Check tries driving. Nowhere to go. Kicks it back out to Tyron Cook.
It was a beautiful pick by Kirilenko there.
It sure was.
Yep.
And now he's going to set another one here to set Tyron Cook free, but Lasers react nicely. Back out to Krinko, top of the way. Krinko, the beautiful spin move. Didn't think the big man could do that, could you, Connor?
Yeah, but...
Check now to Daniel Robinson. Robinson back to Check. Check's going to drive. Right-handed layup from the left side. No!
Off
the
back
center. Very close.
Very close.
Here comes Stukey driving left. He kicks it back out to Bowden. Bowden back to Stukey. Stukey to five. Sobiech. Sobiech into the little man. Wags. Wags driving. No, kicks him back out for three. And that's way off. An air ball. Rebounded by Tyron Cook. Cook coming all the way. He's going to pull up. And his shot's blocked. It should come back. No. They're giving it to the Lasers. I thought somebody blocked that because that's Tyron doesn't shoot those kind of air balls.
Yeah, and Tyron's saying that it was a foul.
It should have been.
So
he had three guys on him, but he had a look.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was a piece, but unfortunately... Wags brings it up. He gets past Trey Duncan. Going up. Krinkle there to help. Oh! The George McGinnis one-handed bounces in. And the Lasers are on the board. Like to see him try that again. Was that Stukey or Wags?
That was... Not very sure.
Gravelin called on Cook here, so the Lasers will get the ball back. I'll give it to Stukey. I don't know if Wags could have pulled that off. Wags inbounds it to Sobiech. Sobiech back to Wags. That's Drew Wagner for any Laser fans listening. Trey Duncan covering him pretty tight there as he gets across half court. Kicks it over to Stukey on the left wing. Back to Wags at the point. Wags driving. He gets past Trey Duncan, but not very far. Crinkle force it. Three-pointer from Stukey. Hey, off the bat rim and out. The back part of the rim. Good-looking shot. Tyron Cook now has it at the point after getting the rebound. Cook's going to go for three. And it's in! So 7 points already for Tyron Cook. 10 combined for the Cook-Robinson duo. Beautiful drive. Sobiech. Shot from the corner. Off the rim. So 3-point shots are not driving for the Lasers. Daniel Robinson drives from the top of the key. No good. Rebounded by Sobiech. He's going to bring it up. Passes it down to a wide open Stukey for three. Yes! Will Stukey. So the Lasers finally knock the lid off the basket. It's 5-10, 12:51, 12:49 remaining. As Ethan Check brings it up, gets it over to Tyron Cook. Cook gets it to Aaron Pass, and a foul will go on Ethan Check on a loose ball foul there, colliding with Will Dunham. Sobiech will inbound it to Wags. Drew Wagner, that is. Yep, we confirm it's against Check. Second team foul. Where are you hiding there, Ethan Check? There we go. So some deep pressure. Check is pressuring the inbound pass. Not too much, but letting Wags know that he's there. It's a man defense. Wags dribbles left, kicks it out. Stukey drives, beautiful layup pass. Beautiful drive. Daniel Robinson there.
And that's what they're going to have to start doing more. They're not making their shots.
7 points for Stukey. Cook underneath. Dishes it out to Brighton Staub, who just came in. Staub kicks it, Ethan Check. Ethan Check tries driving. Nowhere to go, but he gets a foul. That's against Stukey. Second against Stukey. So not a good foul to give this early in the game. Cook gets the inbound pass from Check. Cook dribbles to the right. He's covered by Wags. He's got a height advantage here. Kicks it back out to Tadioka, who just came in. Robinson for three off the back of the rim. Rebounded beautifully by Ben Besser. Ben Better Besser. Nobody does it Besser.
Beautiful pass right in the...
Wagner underneath on the lamp. Can't make it on a reverse. It's a beautiful, just like you said, beautiful dish. Here comes Daniel Robinson.
There we go.
And a beautiful layup in. Daniel Robinson gets two. That's five for Daniel Robinson. Score is now 12-7, black shirts. 11:39 is your time. It looks like Ethan Check has netted another foul there. Got a little out of control there as Wags was driving. So I think Wags is going to have to take a breather here.
Yeah, it's looking like
Check.
It's looking like Wags just tripped off of him. So
yeah, unfortunate.
Yeah. It looked like a foul to the refs, but it wasn't quite.
But unfortunately, the inbound pass to Wags. Top of the key, covered by Duncan. Oh, beautiful jumper from the three-point line by the little man who shoots much taller.
Tyron's taking it up the court.
It's a 12-9 score, 11-26. Tyron on the right backcourt. Goes around a Tadioka pick. Not much, not room to go. For three! Oh, and it's off the back of the rim.
Right, rebound by Wags.
Wags gets the rebound. Wags is driving. He dishes it out for three, and it's way off.
Tyron taking it back.
Cook, and Cook is running back.
He's hustling up the court.
He's going to try again for two. Yes!
There we go.
Tyron Cook in transition. That's nine for Cook. A 14-9 lead. Three-quarter pressure here from the Blackshirts. Duncan covering Wags. He's going to dish it out to Sobiech. On the wing, Sobiech down low to Bowden. Bowden traveled before the shot. Oh, no, they get the foul instead.
Yeah. Looks like he was going up for the shot there, so wasn't quite.
No travel? Okay.
Yeah.
So Tyron Cook gets his. I think that's his second foul on Cook. No, they're only saying one. Okay, good. 14 fouls, so
I assigned a foul to Tyron Cook, and it wasn't his. So only one on Tyron. I'm glad for that mistake. Inbound to Wags, top of the key. Layup is blocked. Trey Duncan got a piece of that. Here comes Andrew on the alley-oop. Oh, he does get the layup.
He does get the layup. That was very close.
A great assist from Daniel Robinson.
That was about 2 inches away from being alley-oop there, Doc.
It sure was.
Yep.
Oh, but
yep.
Wags returns the favor and says, how do you like the little man?
You're going to have, this is looking like it's just going to be a drive and set up game here.
It's going to be, yeah. Cook in the right backcourt, bringing it up slowly now. Laser showing his own D. Robinson has it on the wing here. Robinson shoots in and out. Cook with the rebound. And he's fouled on the shot. Oh, it almost goes in. Wow.
Hitting almost the top of the backboard.
I think they're calling Wags for that. Let's see. Yep, Drew Wagner. Third team foul. So three fouls against four as Cook gets the line. First shot. Yes, for Cook. Both points for Tyron Cook. Let's see if he can catch this one, too. Yes. So a good start for the free throws for the Black Shirts. As number 11, Alex Koenig comes in. I believe he's relieving Wags. No, he's relieving Stuckey. He's got it in the corner here. Guy's getting it into Wags. Wags double covered. Kicks it back out to the corner. Oh,
it was a beautiful
drive by Ben Bester.
Ben Bester. Ben never been better, Bester.
Nobody does it, Bester. The score is 18-13 with 9:28 left in favor of the Black Shirts. As Daniel Robinson comes to the left backcourt, Tyron Cook sets a pick and then moves off it. Daniel Robinson, oh, pass was knocked away out of bounds. No, they're saying it's off of Daniel. No, they changed the call. Okay. Initially, they were going to reward the ball to the Lasers, but the ref thought better of it. It was definitely tipped by Sobiech. Actually, a great defensive play by Sobiech. As Brighton Staub will inbound it with his powder blue shoes. Lasers in all white with the navy letters. Inbound to Cook. Beautifully blocked by Sobiech. Did they call a foul on that?
Did they call? They did.
They did. Wow. I know from behind they say 9 times out of 10 they're going to call that a foul, but that looked like Wilson sandwich to me.
That was all ball. That was all ball.
Got to be fair. We're rooting for the Black Shirts. That was a beautiful block by
great block.
Sobiech, the 6'1 junior. Tyron Cook on the line, looking to first one is in. And it's in off the top of the rim, off the backboard in. So 15 points already for Tyron Cook. And 4 for 4 from the line. So Cook having a great start.
Yeah.
9:15 left.
It's looking like their lack
Blackers of... leading 27. Sorry, Connor. Roman Thompson just checked in for the Lasers. Black Sox. Gotta love that. As Wags takes it past Trey Duncan. Oh, easy dish, but he can't hang on to the ball. Cook has it. He was dishing to Thompson. Great move by Cook. Oh! Foul is called on Thompson.
Another called foul, but I think I think that was another perfectly fine block there. I think it's from where the ref is standing.
Maybe, but...
I think from that angle, it would look would look like a foul.
I'd have to agree, Connor. Tyron was dribbling into a crowd there. Thompson was jumping vertically. It looks like he had all ball on the block.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he got to reward good defense. Cook is perfect now. That's 5 free throws in a row. Scores now 21-13. As Ethan Check comes back in with 2 fouls, relieving Brighton Staub.
And he's making his free throws, so.
There is, yep.
I mean, just because of that.
And again, yeah.
Right now, it's 22-13 South.
9-point lead, biggest lead of the game for the Blackshirts for either team. As number 11, Alex Koenig brings it up in the right backcourt. Back to Wags at the point. Trey Duncan guarding him close. Thompson posting out now. He's got it on the right wing with Krinkle covering. Back out to number 11. And Conan can't hit the three, but there for the all rebound.
Right. Does the fake, drives in, number 11, passes it out.
We got another three-point attempt, and that's way off.
It's an air ball.
And it's going to be out of bounds to the black shirts. Little scrum under the basket, but it looked like it went off the Lasers, according to the referees. So during the next break, Connor, we'll have to move our table over a little bit more.
All right.
Ethan Check brings it up for the black shirts. Lasers in a man defense now. Check goes to the right, gives it over to Duncan. Duncan drives back to Robinson, but there is a foul called. That might be number 11.
It's looking like he was looking to pass, but he wasn't completing.
No, Ben Besser, his first foul. Yep. Couldn't really see much from where I was here, but ref's got a better angle than me. Check inbounds to Krinko. Krinko dishes to Robinson in the post. Robinson posts up.
He tries to take a
charge
there.
Took a dive on that, but the refs were not buying.
Not buying it. That's some
7 points for Daniel Robinson. It's an 11-point Fletcher lead. The dish in is stolen by Trey Duncan.
Oh, stolen it back by number 13. Number 11, I mean.
Elks Koenig has it, yeah. And Trevon. Trevon Hughes is halfway out of the court to call a timeout. Does not like what he sees. With the black shirts leading 24-13. 7:58 left in the first quarter. Let's go to a quick break, Calvin. This is the Black Shirt Basketball Radio Network.
Hey, this is Don Brown inviting you to get local with me every Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, on my show, This Week in Waukesha, live from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. Local news, local sports, local people, local music and culture. This Week in Waukesha, every Saturday, 8 a.m., here on Walk Radio, 540 a.m., 101 FM. The show.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department.
And we're back at Kettle Moraine High School with your black shirts leading the host nation Lasers 24-13 with 7:58 remaining in the first half. The Lasers will get the inbound since they called timeout with possession. And it's going to be inbounded all the way to Ben. Never, nobody does it better. He gives it back to Stuckey, who's back in the game with two fouls. Stuckey to Sobiech. Oh, the big man's back in. Joe Bowden kicks it out to Stuckey. Stuckey dribbles, nowhere to go. Bowden fakes the shot, drives, nowhere to go, kicks it out to Stuckey for three, and that's off the front of the rebound. A great rebound by Daniel Robinson as the black shirts are driving. Robinson kicks it off to Cook. Back to Robinson in the corner. Robinson for three. Yes! Daniel Robinson! Where did that sheet go? Oh. Cuckoo-ca-choo, Daniel Robinson. 10 points for him now. Addition to Wags, and he draws a foul. I think that's on Duncan. Let's see. Hopefully it's Duncan and not Krinko. No, they nailed Tommy with that. Tommy Krinko of the Empire Drive Krinkos. His first foul tonight. Tommy is the son of assistant coach Andy Krinko. And his mom, Mary, is, as long as we're talking about Empire Drive, his mom, Mary, is sitting next to Melissa Zannon Brown, president of the Waukesha South Blazers, the mother of Evan Stout, of the Brown family on the black shirt basketball team. The first free throw go in? I missed, or did they shoot it? It did, okay. All right. So Wags makes a free throw. And he makes them both. It's a 12-point game now, 27-15, black shirts, as Ethan Check brings it up. 7-10 and counting. First half. Check to Cook. Kicks it back out to Robinson the wing, back to Cook. Check has it now. Oh, the pass is stolen by Wags. Wags for the layup. No contest. Oh, but the rebound put in by Ben Better Bester. That's 4 points for nobody does it Bester. And Tyron Cook is not a cook. He's a four-star Michelin chef.
He
kicks over to Daniel Robinson.
Playing a 2-3 zone here. I think
Robinson into check. Check into Crinkle in the corner. Crinkle back to check in the post. And that ball's knocked away. Looks like it's recovered by the Lasers. It goes out. Crinkle recovers. Crinkle kicks it out to Duncan. Duncan can't get the handle on it. Back to Crinkle. And a whistle is blown. 3 seconds are called against Ethan Sheck. What do you think of that one, Connor? Was he
there?
Was that a pedantic call or
no? That was pretty accurate.
Ethan was caught napping. Yeah, unfortunate.
They were they switched to a 3-2 zone.
Okay, they're pressing the inbound pass. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Yeah, they're switching to a 3-2 zone, and that's good because they've been driving a lot, Tyron, so I'm thinking they'll be able to come back into this game if they keep that consistent. But
yeah,
we'll see.
So ball gets into Bowden, top of the 3-point line, back to number 4. Will Dunham. Ball gets loose underneath the basket. A little bit of a scrum. They get it out to Bowden. Bowden can't make the easy tip. But
the putback by Wags.
Wags with the putback. I love this guy.
Jumping over the head of the center and putting it back.
8 points for Wags tonight so far. As Robinson, it's a 8-point game now, 27-19. Robinson to check in the wing. Back to Robinson, who goes over to the left court. Robinson to Cook at the point. Cook back to Robinson. A floater pass. Check is now on top. Check drives. Dishes out to Cook in the wing. So no hurry here for the Lemaitre score. A floater to Robinson near the corner on the right wing here. Stop calling for the ball in the corner, but he's well covered there by Stuckey. Robinson now getting covered heavily there by Bester. Robinson's going to drive. Stab all over for 3. Oh, and it's off the back of the rim. Rebounded by Dunham, who kicks it out to Wags. Wags on the left back. Wags is going to drive to the hole. Nowhere to go. Kicks it out. Bester back to Wags. Wags for the layup. Nowhere to go. He knocks one of our guys down. Let's see what the call is there. Traveling against Wagner. It was either a traveling or a charge. Because Wags was out of control there.
Yeah.
I mean, Krinko wasn't even involved in the play.
Yeah, I thought he was just going to take it up. He should have.
He had it, yeah.
He's looking to pass it back out again. Looks like Kettle Moraine's having the same
coach issue. Hughes doesn't like that. He has his words with the refs.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Robinson taking his time here at the top of the key. It's back to a zone here. A 3-2, you said. Cook there from the top of the free throw line, up the back of the rim. And an over-the-back call against Joe Bowden, who slams the ball enough, I think, to get a warning. That's only one on Bowden, the 6'6 senior, who he took a big break here in the first half, it seemed like. 4:40 is your time remaining, and it's a 7-team, so it's a 1-1 for Tommy Krinko from Banting Park. Krinko's first shot, off the back of the rim. So the first free throw missed tonight for the Blackshirts. As Stuckey has it, back to Bowden at the top of the key. Bowden's going to drive past Krinko, kicks it back out to Stuckey. Stuckey to Wags at the top of the key. Park guarded by Robinson. Man defense. Stobbs guarding Stuckey. Back to Wags. And now Dunham has the top of the point. He kicks it over to Wags. Wags trying to get Bowden there. He dishes it in.
It's a great pass, but
it's a little out of control there. And there's a miss. Crinkle the rebound. Back to Tyron, and Tyron's going to dribble it up slowly in transition.
It's looking like they're really going to have to play in the paint more. Kettle Moraine. Take advantage.
On offense?
Offense. Take advantage of the height difference between him and Kirilenko.
No doubt.
But they're still looking to pass it, or looking to get shots.
Dish to Cook. Cook from the free throw line. Yes, Tyron Cook.
Beautiful.
Unstoppable tonight.
Turnaround jumper. Those are really hard to do.
I got 17 points for Kirilenko so far, if my numbers are right. Stuckey drives, kicks it back out to Dunham. Dunham's going to drive for a layup. And
one.
They're calling it an and one.
Is it really?
Or was that a charge?
No, it's a make. He's on the line.
So Will Dunham gets his first 2 points and draws a second foul against the center, Tommy Krinko. So we may see Krinko get a substitution here. That Tadioka in for Krinko. So while we're waiting for Dunham to make the extra point here, Mayor Sean Riley is my guest tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. on This Week in Waukesha. Don't miss all the action. Shot by Dunham is in. So it's a 7-point game, 29-22, in favor of the Blackshirts. But the Lasers are chipping away. Cook to check. Check back to Robinson, who's now at the top of the key. Tanioka calling for the ball on the top of the paint. Robinson dribbles over to the right side of the court. Looks like a zone defense. Robinson's going to drive. Nope. Kicks it back out to Tanioka. Back to Robinson. Nowhere to go. Robinson to stop. Stop. Can't go anywhere with it. He gets it stripped away beautifully. Stop. Gets it back. Can't make the. Oh! Daniel Robinson knocks it away. So a lot of action here in the last three seconds. We can't keep up.
Tyron tried to dunk it.
Stop gets the ball stolen. He steals it back. Can't make the layup. Tyron almost had a dunk, but it went off the back of the rim. Would have just loved the easy layup there. So, but as it is, it's an inbound for the Lasers. Stuckey will inbound against the black shirt man defense. And, Ethan Check with a beautiful steal. He's going down. Beautiful
Euro step.
Ethan Check with the Euro step. That's his first points of the game. It's 31-22, 2:33 and counting in the first half. Oh, done with a beautiful fake, a little dish. No, but he gets his own rebound and uses the glass.
And see, that's what they're going to have to do more often, right there. Go right
into
the
paint. Will Dunham gets his fourth point. Robinson now has it on the right wing, left wing. This is a check.
Traveled
before he dribbled. Yeah, no doubt about that. The Euro step you can get away with. The first two steps for the dribble, not going to happen. So
Technique.
But black shirts are going to go at least full court in the inbound. Daniel Robinson is guarding Stukey. They want to keep him from the ball as much as possible. But they get it over his head. Stukey now driving it in. He goes past Brighton Staub. Jack Tanioka fouls him as he goes to the layup.
It was a good drawing the foul by Wags.
Sure was. That's seven fouls now.
You know, they're going hard.
Staub gets called for the foul, and that's Tanioka.
They've been going harder right now. The score's 31-24 South. They're catching up.
Yeah.
Kettle Moraine is.
2 minutes, 8 seconds left. Wags for the first. And you know he's going to be money from the paint or from the charity stripe.
Yep.
9 points for Wags. Looking to get double digits here. Hope I can jinx them here. Second shot. And that's true for Wagner. 10 points it is. So it's a 5-point Blackshirt lead with 2:05 remaining in the first. Tyron Cook dribbles it up. Daniel Robinson comes over, has a quick chat with him. Check has the ball now, top of the point. Kicks it to Staub in the wing. Back to
obvious
check.
Foul there. Number 12 hit the hand of Staub, but
missed it. Robinson now in the right backcourt. Robinson's going to drive. The shot. That's off. And Wags with the rebound. He might be double digits rebounding too. Wags is going to go all the way past. And he gets a foul.
That's another foul.
This time it's, I think they got Robinson on that.
Going to be clean from the charity stripe.
No, it's Tanioka, his first.
What was once a 13-point game is now only up to five.
Right. Wags is on the line, which is where the Lasers want him. If you can't put it in the cup. Wags gets the rebound and goes coast to coast.
It's a great strategy by the Kettle Moraine coach. Implementing the zone, noticing that Tyron is going in a little bit too much. Putting the zone in and then letting Wags do his work.
So 5 for 5 from the free throw line through Wagner. Looking to make it 6 for 6. And he misses in and out. Cook with the rebound. 31-27 with a minute and a half remaining. Let's see if the Black Shirts can put some cushion back on that lead. Daniel Robinson, heavy pressure now from Wags. Dishes it
good
to Cook.
Pass.
Cook fakes the shot, drives. And he's fouled. They got his arm.
Good.
I think they're going to call it on 33 just in the game.
Yeah,
Jack McSorley, the 6'3 junior, the Irishman, as Coach Hughes calls him over for a quick chat. They almost had him there in a lockup, but
yeah, almost.
Too much physical contact on the arm.
And it's just Tyron's athleticism. He was able to get through that and still somehow find a way to put the ball up to draw the foul. Yep. So
Cook shares a laugh with the referee. So we like to see those good relations with the judiciary. First free throw from Cook, and it's in. Nothing but the net. The next free throw by Cook. And that one goes in. 8 for 8 from the line. Tyron Cook. It's a 33-27 Blackshirt lead as Wags brings it up. A little half-court pressure there. Daniel Robinson now covering Wagner. A smart choice. Blackshirt's in the man D. Oh, Bester for three. That's off the back of the rim. Big rebound by Tyron Cook. Man, can he sky. Too bad we didn't have like a rag. He could have dusted the beams. Daniel Robinson, heavy pressure from Bester. Kind of a matchup zone D here for the Lasers. And the Blackshirts will let the clock wind down for the last shot. 37 seconds and counting. Robinson starts to drive and comes back. And there's going to be a foul there. That's on Bester. That's his second. With 28.7 seconds left. So Robinson will go to the line. His first attempts from the charity stripe. Is that two shots now or 1-1? I forget. With 8 fouls.
I'm not sure neither.
They're saying the bonus, so. Well, we'll know by the reactions of the guys on the side here. Oh, it's out the back of the rim. Karinko almost gets the rebound, but Wags ends up with, of course. Wags may very well be the Dennis Rodman of both teams here. Clock now under 20 seconds. Wags being guarded by Trey Duncan. He's on the right backcourt. Playing for the last shot. I know they'd like to get a three off here and make it a one-score game. Wags going to drive to the hole instead. He dishes it out for three. So the pass is stolen. 2 seconds left. Here comes Daniel Robinson. He's fouled. No call. No call on the foul there. How could they miss that? That was all flesh. But as it is, the Blackshirts go to the locker room with a 6-point lead, 33-27. Over the home team, Kettle Moraine Lasers. You know, that happened so fast. I will say the refs were calling from behind, so maybe it wasn't the best angle.
Mm-hmm.
So, but before we go to halftime break, I want to acknowledge, as you all know, Walk Radio will be covering the Christmas parade on Sunday. Coverage starts at 3, parade starts at 4. We want to acknowledge our sponsors for the parade. Albanese's Roadhouse and Joe Albanese will be there to celebrate with us. Mia's Italian Kitchen and Pizzeria. Buddy's Burger and Custard. Do you remember where Murph's was and the Mendiola soccer fields behind that? It's now Buddy's Burger and Custard. Waukesha Auto Repair Mufflers and Pipes, Planned Parenthood, and Fully Promoted. So we thank all of those sponsors for supporting our community as proceeds from their sponsorship will go to the Waukesha Parade Memorial Fund. So we're going to take a quick break. This is the Blackshirt Radio Network. Blackshirt's leading the Lasers 33-27 in this Classic 8 opener. Calvin, take it away.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Downtown Waukesha Christmas Parade is Sunday, December 4th, and WAUK 540 AM and 101 FM is proud to cover all the festivities. Parade coverage starts at 3 p.m. This coverage is brought to you by Waukesha Auto Repair. When your car breaks down, don't get mad. Go to war. Waukesha Auto Repair, locally owned and operated, 262-524-0000. And Fully Promoted, 18 years of promotional service. Whatever you want, we can get it. And Buddy's Burgers and Custard, best burgers and custard in Waukesha.
They started from the bottom,
Start it.
Now they're the Classic 8 basketball champions.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team in.
And they're back. Catch all the action as we broadcast live and local. The Waukesha South Blackshirts. Defending their title in this year's campaign against the toughest teams in the state here on the Blackshirt Basketball Radio Network. Walk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Wake up and text.
Hey, this is the Blackshirt Radio Network. We welcome you back to Kettle Moraine High School, where the Blackshirts lead the home team Blazers of Kettle Moraine 33-27. And it's really been on offense. It's been all Tyron Cook and Daniel Robinson. I'm going to do the count here in Tyron. Tyron has 20 points, including he's 8 for 8 from the line. Does that sound right to you, Calvin or Connor?
But Tyron?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got 1 3. Daniel Robinson has 10 points, including 2 3-pointers. And Ethan Check has 2 points. So now for the Lasers, big shout out to the 5'9 junior, Drew Wagner. 5 for 6 from the line with 11 points overall. I wish I had a stat on his rebounds, Connor, but I'd be willing to guess that those are also double digit. The guy does it all for this Laser team.
Exactly. And although that's amazing, it does kind of show a little bit of a hole in Kettle Moraine right now. Their center and their paint
zero
defense.
Points. Yeah. Bowden, yeah.
And it's not, that's, I feel, what's making this, yep, this deficit happen.
Yep. We got Will Stuckey, the other guard, with 7 points, including 3. Will Dunham with 5 points, and Ben Bester with 4. Now, we saw a lot of 3-point attempts tonight. And, you know, if this was baseball, they weren't even batting 300 from the three. They only really made one,
yeah,
out of several attempts. And so I think they're going to go back to that well in the second half. So I think the Blackshirts got to be careful of that, because if that's your bread and butter, you know that they're not going to give up on that.
Yeah.
And
they're going to get hot eventually.
Yeah.
And so they're going to have to put a little bit of pad on this lead if they want to make sure that,
yep,
the final stretch they're able to survive.
I think they're playing Drew Wagner, the point guard, too close at the top of the point. I think you need to give him a little bit of a cushion. No one's made it from three yet. I would test him there. But when he drives the basket, he's dangerous. And if he's not scoring, he's drawing fouls, and then he's scoring from the three-point line. Again, 5 for 6, that miss swiveled to the bottom of the net and then like rolled his way back out. So, I mean,
yeah, that's
great pair shooter that you don't want to get on the line. Foul trouble for both teams. Ethan Check has 2. Tommy Karinko, the center, has 2. Tyron Cook has 1, and Jack Tadioka has 1. Brighton Staub has 1. So no major foul trouble for the Blackshirts. The Lasers, on the other hand, whoops. Same thing. 1 foul on Roman Thompson off the bench. 1 foul for the starting senior 6'6 center, Joah Bowden. 1 foul for Drew Wagner. 2 fouls for Will Stuckey. 1 foul for Jonathan Sobiek. And 2 fouls for the 5'10 sophomore Ben Bester, who, as you know, is 4 points. So what do you expect to see in the second half from both teams, Connor?
It's going to be competitive. I think both think that they can win this game. Both think it's in reach, and honestly, it is. South just needs to, they just need to continue doing what they're doing. They were taken a little bit off guard by the zone.
Yeah.
But they need to adjust on that. Probably take some more shots.
It was a great adjustment by Kettle Moraine, because
Tyron started
shooting
the
lights out of the ball. And then once they got that three, they moved to that 3-2 zone. They made it a little harder.
Yeah.
And we're able to cut an 11-point lead back down to 6.
So, but it's still 6. And it's 6 because of the free throws.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if worst comes to worst and you can't find good looks and the paint isn't working out, try to draw more fouls. And that's going to come because their free throw shooting has been great this entire game. So that's something you can rely on.
So overall, the black shirts are 8 for 9 from the charity stripe in the first half, which is great. The one miss coming from Tommy Krink on a 1-on-1, and especially when you get that bonus, those 1-on-1s are everything.
Okay. Yep.
All right. Yeah, great. Thanks, James. Appreciate it. Hey, big shout out to James from the crew here at Kettle Moraine High School. He's been a wonderful host. Couldn't be happier. James and Cindy. As Blackshirts made their entree out a few minutes ago, with 2 minutes before the second half start, Blazers are now coming out of the locker room. Calvin, let's go to a quick break. This is the Black Shirt Basketball Radio Network.
Hey, this is Don Brown inviting you to get local with me every Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, on my show, This Week in Waukesha, live from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. Local news, local sports, local people, local music and culture. This Week in Waukesha, every Saturday, 8 a.m., here on Walk Radio, 540 a.m., 101 FM. The show.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org, and in 3 minutes, you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
The Downtown Waukesha Christmas Parade is Sunday, December 4th, and WAUK 540 AM and 101 FM is proud to cover all the festivities. Parade coverage starts at 3 p.m. The coverage is brought to you by Mia's Kitchen and Pizzeria. Delicious, fresh, home-style Italian. And Planned Parenthood. Care no matter what. Affordable health care without judgment. Book your appointment today at ppwi.org. And Albanese's Roadhouse. Authentic Italian family restaurant, sports bar, and grill.
Hey, welcome back to Kettle Moraine High School. Second half almost ready to start. Wanted to recognize, again, our sponsors for the annual Waukesha Christmas Parade, 59th annual, this Sunday. Coverage starts at 3, parade starts at 4. Albanese's Roadhouse, Mia's, Buddy's Burger and Custard, Waukesha Auto Repair Mufflers and Pipes, Planned Parenthood, and Fully Promoted. Thanks so much to all of you for your support for Walk Radio and for the community, as proceeds from your sponsorships will go to the Parade Memorial fund. So special thanks to all of you. And again, we're live and local here on Walk Radio, 540 AM, 101.1 FM. You can also catch us on the Facebook live stream on the Walk Radio Facebook page. And it's happy to see my handsome likeness along with Connor's here. Connor Boston, that is. I'm downtown Donnie Brown. And don't forget, you can download the Civic Media app from your smartphone, so you can catch all the Black Shirt basketball action wherever you are, as well as This Week in Waukesha, my show tomorrow morning at 8, and where my special guest will be Waukesha Mayor Sean Riley. That should be a great show. Lots to talk about. I marched in the parade with Mayor Riley last year before the atrocities took place, and very unfortunate because it was a wonderful, wonderful parade for us before all the bad things happened. But we're here ready to start the second half as Tyron Cook brings the ball in. This is the Daniel. Daniel comes to the top of the point. Kettle Moraine in a 2-3 zone. Check now has it on the wing as Robinson cuts through to the corner. Check going to drive past the crinkle pick. Nowhere to go. And he kicks it back out to Tyron Cook, who runs over for support. Cook in the right backcourt, dribbling now to the left. And he's got a shot. Oh, in and out. Sobiak with the rebound. The Wags. Wags underneath. The reverse. Yes. Drew Wagner. 12 points for the 5'9 junior phenom. It's a 4-point game, 33-29. Robinson with the ball on the wing now. And it's a move to a man now. Robinson.
It's a great.
Oh, off top of the rim. Great rebound by Tyron Cook. Cook going up strong, and he's fouled.
Foul. Bounces off of his head on him.
That looks like down. Sobiak. That'll be two on Sobiak. Should be a shooting foul for Tyron Cook.
And this is what they're going to have to keep doing.
I am surprised we haven't had a visual on Tyron's grandma yet. She's got to be here somewhere. She's hard to miss. Cook comes the line. 100%, 8 for 8 now. See if you can add to that. 20 points. And oh,
just barely misses.
That did a dance around the rim and then found its way out. So the first miss from the free throw line for Cook. Let's see if he can knock the lid off on this one here. Second one, yes. So it's a 5-point black shirt lead, 34-29. Deep pressure on Wagner, bringing it up by Trey Duncan.
And that's smart.
Yep, he kicks it over. Looks like Stuckey has it. Stuckey dishes it to Sobiech. Sobiech, a backcourt pass. And Wagner,
beautiful
layup.
Beautiful.
Beautifully designed play. So I got a big assist by Sobiech. Daniel drives, kicks it back out. Karinko for three. Oh, in and out. Thought he had it.
That was
Wagner with the rebound. He's going all the way. Pressure from Karinko, and he makes it. So Wagner is taking over this game. It's a 1-point black shirt lead with 16:25 left. And
the crowd's getting rowdy.
Laser
here.
Nation is on its feet, and we're going to have to stand too so we can watch. Karinko drives. No call. They do call blocking foul. I don't know who that's against. It's against the center, number one. Only his second foul, Joe Bowden. They're calling it a non. Oh, that's three on Bowden. So that's going to be problematic. Although Bowden really hasn't been much of a factor. It's been all Drew Wagner here. Karinko will go to the line. So,
sorry, let's keep sliding.
Yeah.
Oh. We're good on Slack. All right.
It's one.
Karinko. Oh, back of the rim. Karinko 0 for 2 from the line tonight. Let's see if he can sink this one. So not a great start for the black shirts here in the second half. Krinko makes a second. So Tommy gets his first point. It's a 35-33 black shirt lead, 16-10 remaining. Wagner bringing it up, getting pressured by Duncan in the backcourt. Wagner gets over the line. He drives the middle, kicks it off in the corner to Stuckey. Stuckey drives across. Here's Dunham driving. Dunham, nowhere to go. Fall away jumper. That's way off. Robinson, the rebound. Here come the black shirts driving in transition. Robinson's going to dish it off, but it gets blocked out beautifully. He tried hitting Tyron Cook there on the fast break, but great reaction there. I think that might have been Will Dunham knocking that out for the Lasers. So black shirts retain possession. It'll be a side out of bounds. Krinkle will inbound, I think. No, let's see. Sorry, Ethan Check under the basket will inbound it. Check gets the ball. And he kicks it all the way out. An errant pass. It's a perfect pass to Wagner. Wagner kicks it out. Oh, beautiful block, but they call it a foul. A heck of a pass by Wagner to Yoa Bowden. I thought Trey Duncan got all ball against the big man, but the refs are not in agreement on that. So Bowden goes the line. That's Duncan's first foul today. It's a team fourth. On the first shot, Javon Hughes has the other players talking, and that shot is off the back of the rim. So big miss there for Bowden. Let's even get him to miss them both. As the Lasers come out to take their spots now, we're hoping for a rebound here. Bowden's second shot. Off the front of the rim. Tipped out, but Check has it. Check driving. He's going to go to the hole. And they're calling a blocking foul on Wags, I think. Was that Wags, Connor?
Yeah, that was. He was trying to take a charge there, but he was just a little bit too late.
It's only two on Wagner. He thought he had the charge, but as Connor maintains, he was a little late getting there. Check does a good job. He's pretty quick driving into the lane. Inbound from Check. Nowhere to go. Up. Oh. Pass to Robinson under the basket, blocked, knocked away by Sobiech. Sobiech showing us a lot on defense tonight and all the other little things. Had a great assist to Wagner earlier. And what do we got here? Oh, a foul, I think, against Bowden. Oh, wait. That's number four fouls on the big man, so he's going to have to sit. Roman Thompson comes back in, so they go from 6'6 to 6'3 now in the big man spot. Let's see if the black shirts can take advantage of that. Inbound to Tyron Cook under the basket. Tyron with the fall away off the front of the rim. Rebounded by Sobiech. Sobiech driving. He goes to the right wing. He has got a wide open Dunham for three on the other side, and it's in and out. Cook with a rebound. A great rebound by Cook.
That was a high percentage shot there. You got to get
it
more.
It sure was. That was a great setup. Cook for. They only call it two, but it's still a two. An important two as the black shirts go ahead 37-33 with 15:08 left. So one of the Laser fans giving me some sign language saying she doesn't like what's going on. Sobiech at the top of the key, covered by Cook. Looking for something. He's got Wags on the wing. Wags looks, drives from the free throw line. In and out. Rebound by Robinson. Here come the black shirts in transition again. And Robinson, why is he kicks? No, he goes back in. And Robinson gets fouled before the shot. Before the shot. And it looks like they're calling that on Sobiech, I think.
Yeah, he got fouled before because he had traveled right after.
All right. So that's three on Sobiech. So now fouls become a factor for the Lasers after doing a great job of bouncing back into this game. Cook hits the inbound from a deep shot. Yes,
beautiful
for two.
Shot.
Tyron Cook, I believe that's 24 points for the first team All-State senior, and he's showing the world why. And he's getting fired up. It's a six-point game. Wags getting it over half court. Pressure right now. He's going to drive all the way and kicks it back out to Dunham. Dunham over to Stuckey. Stuckey back to Dunham. Dunham fakes, drives. Here comes Roman Thompson. He drives, kicks it back out. Stuckey in and out. Cook with the rebound off the Carrinko tip.
Tyron can't take so. Taking it up the court.
Cook to Robinson for three. Oh, in and out. A great rebound by the Lasers there as Stuckey drives it up. Dunham in the corner, travels for the shot, but they miss it. In and out. Tipped out beautifully, but Duncan hangs on, gives it to Robinson. So Blackshirt's looking to add to this six-point lead.
Top of the key, gauging.
13:41 and counting remaining.
Out to Stout.
Check has it now. Check dribbles to his right. Pressure there from Stuckey. Now he's at the top of the key, still dribbling. Gives it to Cook here. Cook now at the top of the paint. Cook driving on Sobiech. Kicks it back out to Duncan. Duncan gets called for the travel. So an unfortunate turnover for the Blackshirts as they hang on to a six-point lead with 13:20 remaining.
That is the first. I think that's the first turnover in the game. I believe so.
In the half, you mean? Yeah.
In the half.
Yeah. For the black shirts.
For the black shirts.
So again, Duncan covering Wags right off the inbound pass. Hasn't proven to be too effective. Thompson kicks out on the wing with it, getting the pass. They set up Sobiech for three. Off the back of the rim. Rebounded by Daniel Robinson. Oh, should have been fouled there. Should have been a foul call, but and it says it's out of bounds. Wags got away with one. But you got to admire the aggressive D of the Lasers after the rebound. Ethan Check will inbound from the side in front of the Laser bench. And as Dunham comes out, his replacement I haven't seen yet. That looks like Bester, right?
Yeah.
Ben Better Ben. Bester.
Better Bester.
The Investors Daily. Cook. Yes. From 20 feet out. And a timeout is called. What's going on here? That's the second time Trevon Hughes has run out onto the court. I'm confused, Connor. A 30-second timeout for the Lasers. He was trying to get a timeout. So
yeah, he was trying to get a
timeout. The score is 41-33. Blackshirts starting to pull back ahead with a bigger margin, but a lot of basketball left to be played here with 12 and a half minutes left in the second half. You know, Connor, I have to say, the way Wagner drives to the bucket and the way they swing the ball, I think they need to return to the inside game.
They need to. They should have been playing it the entire game. I understand that Wagner's a great player, but at the same time, you know, it tires out a player too much when they're having to pick up the load in the beginning of the game. You want to save players like that.
You live and die by that 3-point. Again, knowing how